Is this clock right? Is that clock in there?
Well, that clock in here is not wrong, because I glanced at my phone, and that one said like 5:34.
Okay.
Just thought that, you know, that's John Hughes, you should start there, you know.
Okay, I'd like to convene the Price City Council meeting for July 10th, 2024. I'd like to turn the time over to our Price Chaplain, Andrew Laszlo, with New Life Ministries.
Thank you. Let's pray. Father, you said in your word, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Lord, I know we're all praying and asking you to help us with America. But for tonight, Lord, we're asking you to help us with Price, Utah. Jesus said, if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all the things, physical things like food and clothing, shelter, all those physical things would be added if we put your kingdom first. So, Father, I'll thank you all the time for being part of a community that puts God first, even in a city council meeting. Lord, we're putting you first. We're asking you to bless our community. I'm asking you to bless these people here tonight. Some people have to do some serious listening. Some people have to do some serious talking. Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit be upon them. At the end of the day, they'll have that agreement with each other, and they'll have that agreement with you that confirms that they've heard from God, and they're cooperating with your Spirit, and they're doing your will. So, Father, we ask a blessing upon this meeting, upon this community. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I will have to charge out again, but I'm staying for the pledge.
Okay. Please join with me with saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item two, let the record show that the council is present. Item three, safety seconds. I'll turn the time over to Councilmember Miller.
Thank you, Mayor. I think we all realize that the heat's here. I tried to spend some time outside today, and I made it until about 11 o'clock. So just beware, stay hydrated, stay out of the direct sun, and just be really careful.
Thank you. Item four, public comment. We'll allow you to come to the podium, state your name for the record, and there'll be a time limit of 3 minutes for that.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council. I'm sure some of you are happy maybe to see me today based off the 2 weeks ago at the class meeting. I'm sure that you can see behind me I don't have a room full of officers supporting me up here. I did not ask them to be here today. I've made it a commitment to the people that I work with and for to continue to attend these meetings and bring light to you issues that we're having on a week-to-week basis. Because I don't feel like that you guys maybe are being informed appropriately of some of the things that are happening. I want to make sure you guys are getting the most accurate information possible. Real quick, secretary hiring. As I told you 2 weeks ago, we were going to offer the position at the wage Sky was making. And I felt like I did my due diligence and I justified the per wage being the starting wage for the new secretary. Despite policy allowing to go outside the 85% of the midpoint that is explained, it was not supported by our mayor or our HR director. So wages are still low. Sick time, there was an issue this last couple weeks with sick time. We were told by a finance director that an officer was not able to take sick time. Now last I checked, and the policy states that is up to the director of the department. I don't know about you guys, but I know that the finance director is not the director of the police department, and I know that that has caused some hard feelings with some people. In policy, if you read it, it does not specify mental or physical illness, but it specifically states in there that you are allowed to take time off to tend to family members to help make them better, and as well as in your entire family. And I can read the policy real quick. Just so you guys can understand what it states about as far as sick leave. Sick leave can be used to assist employees and provide needed care to immediate family members when necessary for the welfare of the employees' families. Requires approval by the department head. Again, this is not a finance director issue. So a finance director should not be calling us and telling us, for one, asking us who's sick, and telling us, no, you cannot take sick leave for that. Again, this comes down to the department head with his approval. It also is supported in policy. Now, I've been told multiple times by multiple people recently that by coming to you guys 2 weeks ago and today, and I will continue to do so in the future, I'm risking my opportunity in the future to potentially become chief of this department. I'm here to tell you guys that, quite frankly, I'm not here for myself. I'm here for the men and women who I work with and for, as well as this community. And I will gladly take the heat, but the public needs to be aware of what's going on, especially when it comes to clear biases towards the police department by other members of Price City. So, with that, I imagine my 3 minutes is almost up, so I thank you guys. I know that the last meeting we said after July, we will be readdressing the wage. I know that there's many of you have approached us with trying to come up with some solutions. I appreciate that. But if you guys have any questions for me, I have an open door. My door is literally always open. Feel free to stop in anytime. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How was the sick leave issue handled? Was it resolved?
I had a conversation with our finance director on the phone where she told me, one, she wanted to know who was sick. And at the beginning, I told her, quite frankly, none of your business, but it is somebody who falls in line with what policy states. And I read the policy to her. And despite her telling us multiple times that that's not how we do things, I told her, look at the policy, and I read her the policy, which clearly states we are allowed to use it. So that brings up a good point. She did say, well, I'll get Eric on the phone, which I find incredibly based on the budget issues. I don't know, when you have something in policy, why you need to reach out to our city attorney and pay him however many dollars per hour for him to tell somebody to look at policy. So I was called back by our finance director, who said, we'll address it with Nick when he gets back from vacation. I've not heard an update, but she said, we'll keep it in sick at this time. Okay. Right. So, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
You guys know my name, but I'll repeat it. Wayne Jackson. I live in 520 Rose. I thought I'd give you about a month and a half off of seeing my ugly face here, but it's still the same issues. You got mosquito troubles in the ditches on 100 East and 200 East and 400 East. I walk my dogs every morning and eat every evening around 10 o'clock, and they're buzzing. That's a health issue. I brought that up last time in May, I think it was. So something has to be addressed. The ditches need to be cleaned so the water can flow freely to the drains. That's, you know, that, there's a lot of other things, but I've been busy visiting your beautiful national parks, which they are beautiful. I don't know if you guys seen them all, but I got three of them down already. But that's the biggest issue I have walking my dogs, the mosquitoes. Okay, they're out there every morning around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and around 10 o'clock at night. All you have to do is clean the ditches. If the owners don't want to do it, you do it, and you put a lien against the property of the property owners to get it done right. And that's my biggest issue today. I'll give you more next week. But thank you for letting me talk.
Thanks.
Don't come next week. We won't be here.
Oh, you won't be here?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, what a vacation.
Okay. Item 5A, Moonlight Triathlon, Kendra Seeley, or... state your name for the record. And...
My name is Joel Seeley, and I'm hosting a Moonlight Triathlon. So, there used to be a triathlon a few years ago, just like this one. It was called The Lunatic. And sadly, they moved away and they stopped doing it. So, I decided that I wanted to keep doing it and put it back on. We're sponsored by the health department, and it's going to be July 20th. And we're hoping that you might
want to
sign up.
We should get a team together.
So can we ride our bikes, or do we have to run?
Depends. You could do all three, or you could get a team. And you could bike, someone else could run and swim.
So depends the triathlon. So with this, then, is there any... Do you need any support from law enforcement?
I think we already got our... law enforcement support.
Okay. And so the roads will be identified and...
Yep, Joel brought us everything and the street closure.
Yeah, we got the street closed and we rented out the pool. So, yeah.
We're partners with the city.
Good. So what does that mean with the pool? Is that free for those that are participating in the triathlon?
We just rented it for the event that evening.
Okay.
So they pay the fee to... be part of the triathlon, and then they don't have to pay a fee to swim.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is part of the health department is part of this.
It's sponsoring it. Yeah.
It's sponsoring it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sponsoring the kids.
Is it the same courses they used to have, or have you altered it?
We changed them a little bit. It used to be kind of confusing, so we changed them a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good luck, and if we can help you in any way, don't hesitate to ask.
So that you're taking it on. This is your project.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah. Joel's on the mountain bike team.
Thank you.
Good.
Always do what your dad says.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Any other questions? There's no motion for this other than just the information, correct? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for getting this done.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Okay, you want to do the quarterly drawing?
Sure.
Those guys left. Can I have one of you ladies come up and pick a ticket out?
Sure.
Just twist it. We'll hold you accountable.
Okay. Sky J.
Oh. Okay, Sky got it. That's a good parting gift.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
What's the prize?
What's the prize, Nick?
It's the big TV that's up in the conference room.
Nice. Okay. Item 6, consent agenda. The chair will, if there's anything questionable that the council would like to ask about. Chair will ask for a motion.
I'd make the motion to approve consent agenda items A through K.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Willis.
Second.
Second from Councilmember Crisman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7, unfinished business. Chair will ask for a motion to adjourn.
I
have a motion from Councilmember Miller.
Second.
Second from Councilmember Richardson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned at 5:49. Okay. So, Captain, on that sick leave, that was in conjunction with...